Blood Royal by Venora Bennett. Read by Lucy Scott. Part 1. The Book of Peace. Chapter 1. The page made himself as inconspicuous as possible at the back of the English delegation, looking at the vast tapestries on the walls of this dusty, splendid Parisian hall, clutching his box to his chest, waiting for his cue. His latest master, the Duke of Clarence, had turned away from the repulsively fat French queen, his hostess, whose eyes were glittering as wickedly as the jewels half buried in the flesh of her slug fingers. Clarence fixed his eyes on the 14-year-old princess at her side. The princess was Owain's age, and quite a pretty girl, Owain judged, with light brown hair and freckles and gentle eyes over a long nose. It would be sad if time turned her into a swollen monster like her mother. Owain also noticed that the princess's cheeks were very pink, which perhaps wasn't surprising, since her top garment was an enormous green velvet houppelande, magnificently trimmed with miniver fur, very stately but far too hot for this bright May afternoon. Perhaps they felt the cold more in Paris, he thought, or perhaps she was just blushing because she knew what was coming. Thomas of Clarence opened his pop eyes wide, broadened his mouth into something like a smile, and bowed slightly to the girl, the closest an English soldier duke would ever come to the elaborate manners of the French court. The duke had been a little thrown when he and his men had reached Paris at noon by the news that the King of France was indisposed today and couldn't meet him, and that the French side in these negotiations would be led by Queen Isabeau instead. After a whispered conference before the French delegation walked.